Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. What do you want the city to spend money on? Now's the time to share. Nashville's Metro Council will hold a public budget hearing tonight. That's where residents can weigh in on the mayor's $3.8 billion proposal. But the budget's not yet final. The council will be listening for what changes Nashvillians hope to see in it. Then they can introduce alternative versions. They must agree on one by the end of the month, otherwise the mayor's proposal would take effect. The hearing will be downtown at the historic Metro Courthouse at 6:30 tonight. Coaches at Tennessee State University are raising concerns about the school's athletic director, Mickey Allen. The Tennessean reports six of them delivered a letter of no confidence to TSU's president late last week. Topics mentioned in the letter include inconsistent communication and lack of operational transparency, uneven allocation of resources and support among programs, and lack of clear departmental vision. Those who signed the letter include men's basketball coach Nolan Smith and football coach Reggie Barlow. President Dwayne Tucker declined to weigh in, but says the administration is taking the letter seriously. Since the pandemic, millions of parishioners have left the church. But when a megachurch pastor hangs up his robe, it's not to be taken lightly. That's exactly what Jim Palmer did. He's now a deconstructionist, someone who reevaluated his faith by separating the teachings of Jesus from modern-day Christian culture. Palmer joined our midday talk show, This is Nashville, to highlight some of the glaring issues that he sees in many churches.
There is a loss of trust in organized religion that has eroded over time. The church responds to this by making cosmetic changes. I think the burden is on religion to make that connection to the human person based on what they feel that they need or that they struggle with.
You can catch the entire conversation with Jim Palmer in the This is Nashville podcast feed or at WPLN.org. Potential homebuyers may no longer have access to thousands of property listings in Nashville on Zillow. The real estate company is in a dispute with RealTrax, a listing service in Nashville, over licensing agreements. That's because Zillow wants to do private listings. Those are often done for celebrities or prominent individuals who may not want everyone to know that their home's on the market. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.